Almost 30 with Krista Williams and Lindsay Simpson. Each week, we catch up with Krista and Lindsay to hear what's happening now, what hilariousness happened then, and to ask, is it almost 30?
I am, like, dying over this freaking ice cream right now.
Did you finish the pint last night?
And people are like, oh, like, it's so good. You finished the pint. I'm like, oh,
I've
had two. I've had two pints before.
So we have a new obsession.
Like, it's obsessed.
It sounds too good to be true. And we were like, too good to be true.
Too good to be true. I'm good.
So then we got some. We're like, taste test night.
We're like, we need 40 flavors around us. I'm in a bed of ice cream.
Halo Top ice cream is the truth.
You guys, literally.
And it's our new beauty secret.
I lathered on my face as a mask. The snickerdoodle one's my favorite. But you guys, it's low sugar, high protein, all natural.
Low calorie.
The pints are like 250 calories. That is like a delicious dessert. And you can eat the entire thing.
So they really take the time and know that people like us just love fucking regular ice cream.
Yep.
And so they take the time in their labs to create the most
amazing,
delicious, creamy ice cream.
The birthday cake one is
I've ever tasted. I like the cookie dough. But they have some amazing new flavors as well. You can find it.
Whole Foods. Ralph's, Vons. Basically anywhere. And it is like the key to life. Like, I have my 400 calorie dinner. I'm completely lying that I count calories, but this is my dream. I have a 400 calorie dinner, and then I have my high-low top 250. Like, I can fit 250 calories of delicious, amazing, high-protein, low-calorie ice cream in my day every day.
And I've declared in my life contract, I'm never giving up dessert.
100%.
So this makes it possible
the bomb.
To truly not
Halo
feel guilty.
Halo Top Creamery. The bomb. Whole Foods, anywhere you want.
Also, the lemon cake is really delicious.
Really delicious.
So check them out. Check out their website, halotop.com. Also their Instagram.
Yeah, their Instagram's stunning.
Stunning.
It's like crazy. It's like Instacles. It's like delicious recipes. Well, no, you'll love it.
It's beautiful. All right, guys.
Enjoy. What you gonna do with that dessert? Do what, do what, eat that, eat that, eat that. Do what, do that, eat that. Wait, do you like that chocolate that we got you?
Oh, it's awesome. You guys want some?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, good.
Sure. I look like I fucking eat chocolate? I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No,
yes, I do. Thanks. You always sweater.
Yeah, Steve's good. Steve has his beer and his chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. That's all dudes need, truly.
Mm-hmm. Really? Honestly, that was the best Christmas present ever.
Pussy, chocolate, beer.
That's
pussy,
chocolate. My brother's blog, actually, when he lived in Belgium. Beer with chocolate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like wait, that was it?
Wait.
Read it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Five people read it?
Yeah.
Beer with chocolate?
How many posts?
Probably like 10.
And each post was like, today it's milk chocolate.
No, it wasn't even about beer and chocolate. It was just my brother's blog. That's just what he called it.
What would he talk about?
Fucking bitches in Germany.
Yeah.
No. His wife, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez. She's a nun. What would your beer blog name be? Kush brother.
No, it depends on what I was blogging about.
Yeah.
Cushion bikes.
No, it would be brother.
Kush beats.
It would be brother Kush.
Brother Kush.
Yeah. Not
brother Kush Kush.
Kush brother.
Kush brother King Ganja.
That's your new name on this podcast.
Brother Kush.
Brother Kush.
Nice.
Oh my God.
My brother actually came up with that too. He came up with all my names. My first name is Dirty Steve, which I still kind of go by.
No, it's like a Charlie Brown character.
100%.
We came up with Brother Kush as well. You could take kind of credit because you guys also came up with it.
We literally just came up with it.
Yeah.
Why, brother? Why Dirty Steve?
I don't know. He just started calling me that when I was like 13.
That's so cute.
Holy shit. Yeah. You probably had a little poopy butt.
Maybe, yeah.
13.
Maybe. You had a little 13-year-old poopy butt.
He was 11 when they had me. So.
You had little poop skids in your boxers,
totally.
In your Joe boxers. He's like, dude, Steve, you're Dirty Steve.
Oh, my God. That could really affect a child.
Really good.
Just thinking that you're dirty every day.
What did you get made fun of when you were young?
Me?
Yeah.
So I had, like, two things.
Mm.
I had
two teeth for a long period of time. I had like was missing adult teeth. I had all sorts of fucked up dental shit. So they pulled all the teeth except for my two front teeth, and they put braces on my two front teeth.
To do what?
And had, together? And had like wires to the back teeth.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It was the weirdest shit on the planet. So I was like bunny, you know, like bunny, braces bunny, or whatever the fuck they said.
You're like, bunnies are sexy.
Yeah. And then I got made fun of. I cut my hair to play Peter Pan in eighth grade. And I laugh about it now, but damn, dark days. I cut my hair. I thought my hair was going to look like the Olsen twins when they had their hair short. So the boy I liked, I was like instant messaging him. I was like, hey, I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow because I'm the star of a play. And here, this is what it's going to look like. And it was like Olsen twins, hot, like cute little haircut. Literally came out of there looking like an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
And then we proceeded to go see Britney Spears' Crossroads. And I sat in the front row. And this was my first kiss. With the short hair. But I like did it up and it was cute-ish.
Like in a tiny ponytail?
No, no, I did it like cute, like up, did it up, little whatever. I kind of flipped it out like the Olsen twins, but it was like on fucking steroids. So we went and we sat in the front row. His friend sat on his side, my friend sat on my side, and he tried to like get up my shirt. Only to find out that I had no boobs and it was just like padding.
Because you're like 10. But,
and then he started to like kiss me and he burped in my mouth and that was
Oh my God, my first kiss, he bit my lip. Shut up. Was bleeding. Yes.
What is
he bit my
that?
Lip and it was my lip was bleeding.
Like, where did he learn that?
I don't know. Matt Bone.
Mike Chapman.
Matt Bone's like my dude though. Like it was funny because like literally he was like cool because literally like right after that he would make fun of himself. He's like, yeah, I fucking bit her lip. Like even in eighth grade he was like cool enough to like make fun of himself.
Mike Chapman never texted me back or instant messaged me back. So
after that?
It's okay. I learned a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So kissed, well, kissed and so ditched?
Kissed and ditched. I basically thought like, oh, since I have a dyke spike, he doesn't like me anymore.
I mean, that's why he doesn't like you.
Yeah, I know. So made fun of for that.
That's what happens. I had to get my hair like buzzed when I had lice.
Get out of here.
Swear.
What, just the bottom and the top two?
Whole thing.
Get out. How old?
Second grade. I was my hair's so thick that the bugs were went crazy.
Wait, you were bald?
Like basically.
Holy.
So I used to horseback ride.
Shit.
I used to horseback ride. So I came home one year and I was eating a bowl of Honey Bunches of Oats. And I was eating it in a salad bowl. Like I had so much cereal, I put it in a salad bowl. And I was like fat at the time. And my dad was like, thought that was normal. And my mom was like, God, Tom, we cannot let her eat salad from a salad bowl. That is too much cereal. And I was like itching my head. I'm like, Mom, my head itches. I think I have lice. She's like, you don't have lice. Da 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 da. And then I was like,
how mindful of you.
How mindful. And then I literally saw the lice like crawling on the counter. And I was like, Mom, I have lice.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And
then dropping in your cereal.
Dropping in my cereal.
It's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And
we had
like,
to get quarantined. They were everywhere. And I was quarantined. And then the Nyx was like tingly on my head. We had to do it a bunch of times. But I couldn't get it out because my hair was so thick. So they had to like basically shave my head. Sweet.
Oh my God.
So anything that anyone says, you know what my pet peeve is when celebrities are like, I was ugly when I was little. Like I was a tomboy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, did you have braces and an eye patch and a shaved head and you were chubby? No. Okay. Like talk to me when you were like really ugly. They're like, oh no, I was like a weird kid. It's like you, before you had your nose job, like, I'm confused. Like, shut up.
We should. Oh, can we find pictures of us and post that?
Oh my God.
Like the most
Actually,
awkward moment.
I've shown Justin one time and it like almost made him uncomfortable that like that it's in my genetics.
Oh my God.
I know. He saw it and he's like, oh my God. He's like, whoa, like I didn't know.
I love you, babe.
Yeah. It's like, I love the you today. I love this you.
Thank God.
Not that you.
How was your day today, by the way?
Should we say hi?
Yeah. Welcome to Almost 30, guys.
Hi, guys. Sorry.
Sorry.
We just get to chatting. We love you guys. What's up?
Thanks so much for tuning in. There's more of you out there, and it's crazy. It's blowing our minds, and we're loving hearing from you. Every day we get emails, which is so
amazing.
Fun. So keep them coming.
Join the group on Facebook. So
oh,
can,
yeah.
Like,
tell, them
with
about,
you.
Tell them about
so we
the
have
group.
A private secret group on Facebook, and it's cool because, like, we can talk to you one-on-one, and then we can ask you questions. Like, we talked about birth control. Mm-hmm. We also talked about what to buy your partner or your significant other for Christmas. And then you can, like, nominate guests. Like, it's just a really good way. Like, I love it.
Yeah, it's so
just,
amazing.
Like, anything you're thinking, let's chat about it.
So find a secret Almost 30 podcast group?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Business done.
Business done. Subscribe, rate, and review. Nope. So my day, I feel like I've just been a bitch today. I just, like, never feel like this, but I just wanted to, like, be a bitch today. Mm-hmm. Like, anyone that was, like, I was, like, don't get near me.
I think that's okay, but I know how, I know.
I never am like that, and today I was just, like, I don't want anyone to get near me.
What started it? I just don't know. I just woke up like that.
I think I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Like, last night I had such bad dreams, and.
Fuck.
Yeah. And I made myself go to bed at 8 because I landed from Oakland at like 5 and I just like couldn't get asleep and I couldn't. Oh, you know, I'm having crazy dreams because I'm taking Ormus.
Oh my God. I haven't started yet.
So you guys, they're so basically.
Tell them what we did.
You tell me anything will improve my life or something or like make me more connected or make me find my soul mission and I'm like in. I'll pay billions of dollars.
Which we did.
So the man at Moon Juice with a nose ring. Nose medallion. Didn't have to say much.
And a red beard.
And a white apron. Didn't have to say much to sell us on a $90 bottle of liquid gold from the Dead Sea.
It's basically his semen with gold flecks.
It's literally semen with gold flecks. It tastes so bad. And it's like the color of semen. Fuck. And it's in a liquid thing. And you put it underneath your tongue. You're supposed to put it underneath your tongue and then meditate with it. And then take notes and journal. And you're going to notice synchronicities. And you're going to notice, like, things are going to happen for you in your life. Blah, blah, blah. So basically, we bought it.
How many times have you done it?
3 times.
I'm going to do it on the beach this weekend.
It
kind of
makes me feel like I have the flu.
Shut up.
I swear to you. I've been waking up in the morning. I'm like, I feel flu-like.
Should we ask him why? Maybe
go
that's
back.
Something.
And he's like, hold on. Let me go refill this. I don't know what. I think it's just like a lot. Like, it's funny because there's not even like anything online about it. There is nothing online.
Are you serious?
I swear to you. So I like, it's the internet. Like, you could honestly search, make up a word. You could misspell something.
And there's
there
are something.
Articles on it. And there are no articles on Ormus. But it's from the Dead Sea, and it's like gold, liquid something. And I've had crazy dreams so far. I haven't really had any crazy breakthroughs, but I'm going to
stick with it till the bottle's done. Maybe it takes a second.
And you can feel the energy, though, when you hold
really?
It. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you hold it in your hand. I'm like, whoa. I'm holding a witch's brew.
I got to do it this weekend. I had a dream last night that I was doing coke.
Really? That's kind of weird.
I've never done coke.
She's never done coke.
But, like, I knew how to do it in my dream. I know
really?
It's not that hard. Like, you
did
see
you do, like,
movies.
A little key bump?
Like, I don't know. I knew how to, like, cut it.
Shut up. You were cutting it?
Yeah. It was weird.
That's so crazy.
But it, like, wasn't coke. It was, like, weed coke. I don't know. Steve, is
What's
that a thing?
What's weed coke?
I don't know. It was, like, bushy.
It's woke.
Would you say weed coke?
Yeah, just, like, in my dream, it was weed coke.
Never heard of that.
All right. Anyway.
I'm interested, though.
That's what we should have gotten him for Christmas.
Yeah. I think I'm just feeling a little uninspired. I'm feeling a little uninspired.
I'm
with,
feeling you on that.
With life. I feel like the election stuff, I'm trying to be more educated and I'm learning more and it's honestly making life harder. But I'm choosing to be more educated now. And just makes things challenging.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to get inspired.
Well, I think you do.
How?
I mean, every time you travel.
Yeah. That's why I need to go on a trip.
I think, like, really, it's hard this time of year. I don't think you have enough time for yourself.
I completely agree.
You know what I mean?
Last night I did. I got home from Oakland.
Yeah, but you're tired.
Yeah. I got home from Oakland early, and I was like, shit, I have 2 hours. What the fuck am I going to do? So I was like, okay, I'll cook. And then I just, like, took sleeping meds and went to bed early.
Yeah.
So sad.
I know. But there's
and
like.
And then Justice came home and was my ass up.
Was he tired?
No, he was out with a friend and he came home and it was like, I was so tired. I was like, hey, what's up?
What's up, baby?
I was like, what's up, dude? What's up, dude? Let's go to bed. It's like, touch me, but don't touch me.
I think it's that time of year. I think the new year will bring better.
I just need to be more thoughtful about what I'm doing. I feel like I'm working so hard and I'm just like continuing to do things. But why am I doing it? Who am I doing it for? And what do I want out of it? I don't think I have any clear anything on anything that I'm doing. You know, I need to like just be more thoughtful about what I'm doing with my life. Mm. That's just me though.
No, but I feel you. I feel like we're... Like, today I felt like I didn't have a moment to really process what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I was literally going from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 on my to-do list. That's on my calendar, you know? Like, and I didn't have time to process. And it just feels... I'm like, is that what everyone feels who doesn't have, like, a normal job?
Mm, yeah, true. You know? True. I mean, at work, you're just doing it at work. So it's, like, for someone else.
Totally.
You know?
I don't know. Well, I'm feeling you. I'm sure other people are feeling that. If you're feeling that, write into us.
Yeah.
I want to hear. And what are you doing to stay inspired?
Yeah, what do you do to stay inspired? I mean, I need to, like, get outside myself. Because I'm, like, and I'm running. I'm overcommitting. So everything that I'm doing, I'm not even showing up. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Monday, mm-hmm. I'm, like, meeting someone for a workout. I'm going to work. I'm like on the phone all day for my blog, but then I'm also at work and then I'm meeting someone after work. And then I'm like doing something for the podcast and I'm doing something with Justin. And it's like, I'm not even like showing up to anything because I can't, you know?
100% overcommitment is like the theme right now.
Yeah. I'm just overcommitting to everything. Like, what did I have to do? I had to do something the other day. Oh, it's funny. For that volunteer thing. Mm-hmm. So I volunteered downtown to go to city government and kind of stand up for equal housing opportunities in Venice so that there is not a new housing development built on where affordable housing is. And so I was like late. I was late to it, something I committed to. And it's like, what am I doing? Like, I didn't even like, I don't know. It's like everything I'm doing, I'm like late to because I'm overcommitted, you know?
Yes, I do. Be good to yourself. Like, don't beat yourself up over it.
Yeah. You
know? I feel like we're coming to the end of this year. It's like, let's just make it there.
Yeah. Let's just jump.
Just fucking jump off.
Let's just jump off. Let's just jump. Take the pill. Push the red button.
Take the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's over.
All right.
What about you?
What about me? I had my review today for my job.
Cool.
Like my yearly review.
Oh, really?
It went great.
What'd they say? They're like, keep on rocking those crop tops. No. Play more Chainsmokers.
It was good. It's just interesting to see the company grow and like kind of how they're restructuring. And like, it was all really good stuff, which was it like, you know, I don't make a lot of peeps. You know what I mean? I just kind of do my job and like.
It's a divalicious community.
Yeah. I mean, it can be totally. Mm-hmm. Like, I just kind of do it. And maybe sometimes I should speak up a little more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there are moments where I'm like, I should ask for more of what I want. And mm-hmm. I do. I think I choose the moments and strategically. But it went really well. It's just interesting to hear, like, all the good, which is great. But I'm, like, hungry for, like, what can I do better, right? Because, like, I think that's what's going to separate me because now we're on a, long story short, like, the pay structure is different, right? Mm. Which is cool. It makes us work harder to fill the room. Whereas before, it wasn't as much of that. And I won't go into detail, but it's just, like, now we're working a bit harder to fill the room. It gives us an incentive. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Does it ding you if you don't?
No. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. From my previous. So for that, I just want like a little bit more critique. And I think, you know, when we're younger, we cringe at the thought of criticism. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like freaking hungry for it. I want to know what I can do better, how I can do better. So that's partly my job to mm-hmm. seek it out and ask for it. Mm-hmm. But I also want them. I think they have to come take my class. Like mm-hmm. that's not as much of a thing anymore unless you ask for it. Mm-hmm. And they just like, they're like, you're doing fine. Good. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that. So I just need to make an effort to, like, educate myself. So I think this round of life, like, I'm like, hungry for knowledge. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In college, it was, like, knowledge overload. And I was like, no more. I don't want to mm-hmm. study. I don't want to do a damn thing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, what can I learn to make it better?
Podcast, baby.
Yeah, man. It's so true.
All day.
So true.
You know?
Yes.
I feel like I want some criticism, like, actually, I don't know. For, like, the for my blog.
Oh, for the blog.
I'm like, what could I do better? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it. It's like, take better pictures, have, you know, it's like, I kind of know it.
But beyond the surface, like, yeah, learning from other people who, like, are at a place where you want to be. Mm-hmm. How'd you get there?
Yeah. How to get, just hustle. Be yourself and hustle.
Be yourself. Speak with your own voice.
Yeah, be yourself, have your own voice, and just hustle. Hustle your way to the top. And make sure your boyfriend's a photographer. He's also professional. And your parents are millionaires.
Ain't that the damn truth?
Ain't that the damn truth?
I know. And I'm looking for an apartment.
How's that?
It's shitty, man.
And like, it's vintage. It's a piece of shit.
They're like, yeah, that stove right there, like, yep. Thomas Edison used. Yep. And I'm like, oh my God.
Cozy, tiny as fuck.
It's like, you get more space out here.
A little bit.
But like, I found like an amazing apartment. Mm. Too much money. It's like, I have to like be fucking realistic and stop
being an
asshole.
Don't even
look
at those ones, dude.
I know. So I'm going to keep looking. The nice thing is I have time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just seeing like one or two every day, seeing what's up. Excuse me, I just burped kombucha. Did you catch that, Steve?
Mm-hmm. What? How'd that look? Right. How'd that look on the?
It was a blip.
Sound.
It's bulbous.
What do you think about girls burping and farting, Steve?
I think it's great.
You do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does your girlfriend burp and fart?
Uh huh.
In your mouth?
Burps maybe.
Sometimes. Yeah. Depends on how we're feeling. How frisky we're feeling.
I think burps are fun. God. Like, farts, sometimes I'm like...
I try not to, but in my sleep...
You know what I mean?
In my sleep, it is like, Justin, every morning, if I woke up one morning without a recap of my farts from the night before, I would be a happy woman. So every night, he's like, oh my God, did you hear yourself? I literally thought you shit the bed. I'm like, God, like, what am I supposed to do?
Oh my God.
Meet the Bigs.
We tell them about that.
Wait, Steve. So Justin, you met him. He's like 6'4". We're like Bigs. We broke our bed. Our mattress is laying on the ground because we're such pieces of shit. And the mattress is on the ground. So we always call ourselves, we're always big people. We're like, we're such big people. So Justin's like, meet the Bigs. This is our story. He asks like we're like a show on Lifetime. So like every episode we do something, he's like, meet the Bigs. The Bigs go mattress shopping. And like, or like he'll be like, meet the Bigs. The Bigs go to get Froyo. And like anytime we're out together, he's like, the Bigs go to the movies. Will the Bigs fit in the chairs?
I love you guys.
The Bigs cause a scene at Froyo.
Holding up the line.
Yeah, the Bigs are holding up the line. Oh, meet the Bigs. Should we do our question?
Yeah.
Should I read it?
Hell yeah, you have it up there?
Yeah. Cool, guys. Okay, moving to our question of the week. And this is anonymous.
Anonymous.
This is from our listener, Anonymous. Oh, God. It's already started off on a great foot. Condom story. Question. Hey, Anonymous, you came to the right spot. You got a question about condoms. Just ask us. And the message, can this please be anonymous? Well, Anonymous, sure, we can keep you anonymous.
Hell yeah.
I need to share this story, but don't want anyone to know it's me. Came to the right spot. I'll start by saying that before this past Saturday, it had been 10 months since I last had sex. So mama was ready. Feel that. Mm-hmm. Friday night, I ran into a guy that I had met a few months back at a wedding, and he had a girlfriend at the time. So this time around, he was single and we were chatting it up. We ended up hanging out the next night, epic night of karaoke and Connect Four at the bar. He sang Mariah and I was down. We headed back to his place. One thing led to another and boom, my streak was over just like that. We parted ways and were texting back and forth the next day and on Monday too. Everything good on all accounts, except that I had this nagging stomach ache that I thought that started on Monday morning. I was supposed to ride in spinning class Monday, but it was feeling super tired and weak, figuring I was probably catching whatever sickness was going on around these past few weeks, or catching some sperm inside your uterus. Tuesday afternoon rolls around, and I'm still not feeling 100%, so I bail on my dinner plans, start a bath, and decide I'm going to call it early and try to fight off whatever's going on. No need. Pretty soon after the bath, I start to feel something weird down there. Like, am I queefing? What is happening?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I head to the bathroom to pee, and I turn around to flush the toilet and discover a case, the cause of the problems, a condom. One of the condoms fell off Saturday night. While I assumed it fell somewhere on the bed, I was actually hanging out of my vag for 3 days. Moral of the story, don't use your condom.
Don't lose your condom.
Don't lose your condom. Oh, yeah. Use it. Don't lose it.
Damn.
Now I have a question for you gals. This guy is really nice and doing all the things a normal girl would hope for, but I essentially feel nothing for him. Like I'm dead inside. I feel like I'm enthralled by the chase of a guy who's not 100% into me, and that's how messed up. Any suggestions for how to overcome wanting emotionally unavailable guys? Love you.
Well, can we first talk about,
let's talk about the condom.
The condom in the veg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It's just, one, the body's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The body knew that there was a foreign body inside 100%. Of it, and it was reacting.
Yep.
And it was pushing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Good for you. Good for you, vagina.
Yeah, the vagina is amazing.
Out. Who was that? Hmm? It's like a trash up there. Like a piece of trash.
Yeah, it's like, get it out.
Yeah.
It'll literally just like contract it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me.
Condom's been out?
Mm-hmm.
I've like.
No. But we usually know. We just like go up there.
Yeah, together.
Not in a very long time, but you know.
Yeah.
With my ex-boyfriend.
I like never used.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. It would just be when we were like, we should probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, we're like, whatever.
Have you ever gotten any condom, abortions? Tampon? No.
I actually listened to this Lena Dunham's podcast, Women of the Hour. You guys, first of all, I need to let you know that Lena Dunham is my absolute hero.
Oh, my God.
And I think that I know everyone, like, hates her and has beef with her because she's always naked on girls, but she is a remarkable human.
I fucking love
her. She uses her voice to put a spotlight on issues that we need to be talking about and, like, always stands up for what she believes in, women's rights. Like, this whole podcast was about being pro-choice and, like, just women's stories of abortion or how you can support or how you can volunteer or how you can help. And it was just like such great stories. It was just, and it's important right now as women's right to choose is kind of being threatened. It's super important to be talking about that. So it was just such a great one. It was just amazing. Anyways, condoms are good. Glad you found your condom. So I guess talking about the guy thing. About her guy. How does she like guys that are not like more available for anonymous?
I mean, I get it, right? Like, it's the chase.
Mm-hmm.
You like the chase. You like the fact that it's a challenge, that, you know, he's has a little swag.
Yep.
You know, the disinterest like feels like swaggy, you know?
Yep.
And I felt that way. I constantly need to check myself though.
Yep.
Because I felt a certain way about someone that, like, they've had interest, and I also felt it back. You know what I mean? So I know it exists.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to, like, if they're interested in me and I'm just, like, not, I know that it's not right.
Yeah.
Like, don't force yourself to like someone just because they like you and they're doing all the right
100%.
Things. 100%. You know?
Yep.
Because the right person's gonna do all the right things and gonna fucking turn you the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like something too, like, what is it? I was actually talking to my best friend about this today. She's with a good, nice guy, but is craving the bad guy that's like bad for her, whatever. It has nothing to do with the bad guy or the good guy. It has to do with how you feel about yourself and what you are craving from life. If you are unhappy with some stability or you are unhappy with, like, I don't know, like, it shouldn't be like, I don't want the guy that's a nice guy. Because what is it? You don't like yourself? You don't want someone that's going to be nice to you? Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, I've definitely had bouts of liking guys that weren't super nice, but I've always kind of gone through guys that were like liked me. I've never really like tried to chase someone that didn't really like me. Maybe like in high school and stuff.
I'm just saying that if a guy likes you and he's doing all the right things and there's just not chemistry there,
don't force it.
That's like a different story, right?
Don't force it. Don't let him go. It's like, girl, you
and
had
let
your,
them go. Don't.
Yeah. And you had your good sex, girl. Like, do your thing. That's like amazing. But also maybe give him a chance. You know, if you're texting and you're kind of like, I don't know if they've hung out more than once.
I don't know.
After the sex. So maybe hang out with him one more time. See what's up.
Totally.
I've definitely heard of people giving them another chance and like feeling something after.
Yes.
You know.
So what do you have to lose?
What do you have to lose?
You know.
Yeah. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it.
Damn, condom stuck up there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she told him.
I know, that's what I was wondering too. That'd be kind of a, actually it's not a funny story.
Wait, speaking of things, this, so that's a public service announcement.
Yep.
Be careful if you like lose the condom, always check your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And second one, which we all learned in fucking eighth grade from the nurse.
Pull and pray?
Like, tampon story. If you're a guy and about to listen to this, maybe you, well, actually, no, maybe you want to listen.
Mm-hmm. Crank it up.
Because this could happen to your girl.
Put the roof down in your Mustang and crank it up.
I was with my boyfriend at the time, like my long-term boyfriend. I was in college still. He had graduated. And just, it was feeling different down there. Every time we had sex. Just feeling different. I felt a little shallower.
Babe, you're shallow as fuck.
Yeah. And then something started to smell different.
Oh.
And I was like.
Good, I assume.
No. Like a fucking dead body like, in my vagina.
Like the trash can at BW3s.
Like a dead motherfucking body in my vagina.
Wow.
And it was like shocking. And I was like, oh, let me just take a shower or something. I'd never smelled it before, but I was like, let me just take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. It obviously didn't go away. So like we would have sex and he'd be like, no, babe, it's fine. Meanwhile, I'm like looking back at him and his face is like he's fucking turning green. So long story short, that went on for 2 weeks.
God bless him.
2 weeks. And I would like ask him, I'm like, can you feel anything? Can you feel it? He's like, well, kind of. It feels kind of different, you know?
100%.
Anyway, he had shoved further up into my parts a tampon.
Oh.
19 days in my body.
Didn't get toxic shock syndrome.
No, didn't get TSS. Thank God.
I had a girl in high school get that, and it was...
Really?
Yes, it's very serious.
It's very serious.
Poor thing.
This is why it's a public service announcement.
Yeah, maybe that's why organic tampons are good.
Oh, yeah, there's a new service. Oh, they should sponsor us.
Who?
I'll tell you. My sister sent it to me.
Oh, organic tampons?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like,
monthly service.
Like, what is that? Like, you have to buy organic tampons? Like, what the fuck are they putting in tampons?
Bleach, chemicals.
Oh, God. Yeah. Dude, that's like the new thing now is kind of thinking about what's on your skin. Like, clothes and everything like that because whatever's on your skin is absorbed.
It's called tampontribe.com.
Okay. Tampon Tribe.
We should ask them.
But I feel like I'm enthralled by, I want to read the question to make sure we're talking about that piece. I feel like I'm enthralled by the chase of a guy who's not 100% into me, and that's so messed up. It's a validation thing. You know, it's like, what do you not feel like, you want someone to validate you. You know, because you're kind of like, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm good enough because he texted me. You know, okay, I am. You know, it's not a lasting thing. And then it just like is an up down where you're not, because it's, you're not sure. If you think you're rad, you're going to attract someone that thinks you're rad too. You know what I mean? If you think that you're okay, you're going to attract someone that sometimes thinks you're okay.
And I do think like the up down is addicting.
Oh, 100%.
Like from your 20s, like when you're in your late teens, early 20s, it is a lot of up down. It's like, he likes me. He doesn't. He broke up with me. We're back together. It's amazing.
Oh my God, so
it
much.
Fucking sucks. My life blows. I can't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you kind of carry it with you a little bit where the up-down feels like normal, feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And if it's really good, it's like, ooh.
Totally.
You know, you get nervous. What does this mean? What is it going to turn into? Does it feels more stable?
Mm-hmm.
Feels more long term.
Mm-hmm. Also, too, like, I love you, girl. I love you, Anonymous. By the way, I hope I don't seem like harsh or anything. But I was thinking, like, if you are wanting someone that's unavailable, maybe you just don't want anyone right now.
So true.
You know, maybe you're just kind of happy chilling, like, and you're just looking for something to distract you. Because, like, they should be nice. I think the nice guys get a bad rap.
100%.
What is that? You know, like, you want, I don't understand bad guys. I don't really, I've never really, but even, like, my mom always said, she's like, I waited for you to bring home Spike. Because I was, like, such a little slut when I was little.
Mm-hmm. Who's like, Spike?
Just like a spike, like tattooed. Yeah. I've really always liked guys that were like
nice,
because that's like attractive to me for like you to be nice to other people.
Oh, 100%.
I was probably the bigger piece of shit of the two of us, you know? It's like, I don't know what like a bad guy is like not attractive to me.
And I think in these terms, when we're like nearing 30,
yeah,
quote unquote, bad guy is just a guy that's like doesn't want to settle down. Kind of like
100%. Just he's on Tinder when he's like 40.
Yeah, doesn't want to settle down, always on to the next best thing, inconsistent, doesn't text you.
Yeah.
Inconsiderate of your time. Yep. He's not like actively being an asshole. He's just like the way he lives his life is inconsiderate and not very mindful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think he's kind of dealing almost similarly with the same thing. Like he doesn't value himself. Mm-hmm. So he's not attracting or wanting someone who's gonna, you know, make him feel, I don't know, a certain way.
Mm-hmm. I think it either leave it as the situation. It is what it is. So you guys hooked up and you're done. Or maybe give him one more chance. You know, maybe he's cooler. You definitely saw something. And if you haven't had sex in 8 months
100%.
And then had fun with him and you know.
Let's be real. When you're drunk and you have sex that night, I mean, I've done it. Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, it's like a hangover, emotional hangover. You're like,
yeah.
I feel a little weird the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of associate that feeling with him.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you guys like went out
sober
during the day and had like went on a hike or like went paddleboarding and went to lunch on the beach, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a different feeling.
Yeah. I guess she said she's dead inside, though.
Oh,
that's kind of rough. I guess we got to take your word for it.
Jesus Christ.
If you're dead inside, might just want to leave it at that.
I highly doubt she's a person that is truly dead inside, but I know the feeling of just not feeling a damn thing for someone.
For sure.
And you're like, fuck, I feel like an asshole.
I know.
But it's okay.
Anonymous, keep it up. You're going to find your person.
So true.
Just got to, like, love yourself and, like, figure and just recognize that about people. Like, if you're like, oh, I want the bad guy because, you know, he's just whatever. You got to know that. And you just got to go with people that you connect with rather than bad or good, you know?
So true. Damn, mic drop.
Mic drop. Steve, any advice?
Yeah, any.
Have you ever had a condom in your butthole?
No, I usually don't use condoms when I get fucked in the
Oh my god. Fuck.
Oh,
what a delight. You are an absolute delight.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was quick and to the point.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, we love you.
We're kind of playing with freeform here on the
freeform,
podcast.
Yeah. 20s us, 30s us, freeform, chatting,
questions. Interviews, you know. So let us
join the secret group and let us know what you like.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Peace out. Almost 30 Nation. Subscribe, rate, review.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Kombucha for life.
Kombucha for life. Bye.
Bye.
You warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone. And the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face.